I don't want a life for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
No, I need to do the backwards bar. That ad lib bar. I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you carry on.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
And I
don't care about the presents.
No, no.
Underneath the Christmas tree. I don't care about the snow.
Yep.
Nothing you should ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Welcome back to the Low IQ Podcast.
This is
Christmas.
Christmas
special. Yeah, welcome back to the Low IQ Podcast, babies and ladies and gentlemen. We are back. So, today is unfortunately just me and Cole.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a bit of technical difficulties with Harry. He's currently very ill.
He's very ill. He's shitting his guts up.
He's, I think he's got food poisoning, but you've got us today.
You got us, yeah.
For Christmas. What better?
What
a special occasion. Forget the family. Just listen to the Low IQ Podcast for Christmas.
Absolutely.
I did want to start off by saying, so I went on a little ski trip. I literally just got back last night, absolutely bloody knackered, but you don't know about this yet.
Okay, go on.
So I wanted to start by prefacing that, especially recently, people that come up, so many of them say, oh, we know you from the podcast.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Even for me as well.
The other day, me and Harry were at the station and this girl, she didn't mention TikTok, Instagram, anything. She was like, oh my God. You and Jack and Harry from the podcast.
They said to you guys, you and Jack and Harry.
Yeah, from the podcast. They thought I was Carl. No. Right. So she was like, oh, I love the podcast. You're sick.
Really? They didn't say anything about TikTok?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. That's fucking sick.
And then I was at the airport and I said, so this girl comes up, the sweetest girl ever, right? And she was like all nervous. And I was like, oh, you all right, mate?
You said mate.
No, I didn't say mate.
Okay,
I just said it was you're right.
Mm.
And she was like, oh my God, I'm your top 0.01% listener.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Is that, I want to know the top number though.
That is the top of the top.
Is she number one though?
She's probably number. Top 10 or something.
Right, okay. That's mad. So she's watching, what's her name?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say. But I was like, oh, bollocking me. You're a liar.
Right,
I was like, you fucking liar.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a fucking dickhead if you say that to me and you're lying.
Yeah.
And I said, oh yeah, show me then. And she gets up her Spotify to show me the Wrapped, opens Spotify.
Mm.
And you know, it shows you what you're last listening to.
Mm.
Podcast on the bottom.
Wow.
She's listening. And it was an old podcast as well.
Really? See, I told you to put back up because we took down the old.
Well, it was the Isaac podcast when he came on.
Oh, wow.
But she was so nice. And here's a picture of her right here. Her name's Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
So shout out Zoe. She was the loveliest person ever.
Shout out to Zoe.
Shout out Zoe.
What's her second name?
I didn't go that into detail with her personal life.
So wait. It looks like you taking a selfie with her.
Yeah, because I said, oh, I want to talk about this on the podcast. Would you be up for it? And she said, yeah, of course.
She probably thought you were inviting her on.
Yeah.
No,
we should. We should invite Zoe on.
She
probably knows more about us than we know about ourselves.
Some little girl come up to me yesterday.
How little?
No, she was...
little in age or little in size? What do you mean little?
She was small, but she was like 25, right? Okay. She comes up to me, she's like, oh my God, you know Jack Joseph.
Yeah, she bloody did.
And I was like, fuck off. Why are you telling... And then she didn't say anything about me. She was just like, oh, no, that's sick, man. You know Jack Joseph. Yeah.
And was she a gangster?
Well...
Is that how she talk?
She was from South London.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, I attract those gangster kind of people.
Yeah, you do. I like them. I like the way they talk.
What? Can you hear that? Wait...
Oh my God, what the fuck?
What? Can you hear?
What the fuck is that noise, Jack?
What's going on? Wait.
Ho, ho, ho. What the hell?
It's
freaking...
It's Santa.
Santa's dying.
What the hell?
Let me turn this shit off.
So it's Santa.
Santa's here, you little pricks.
How did you? What it's happened? How did you get here, Santa?
I teleported. My little elves got me a little teleport.
I didn't. You weren't even here, and now you're here.
You
Santa.
Literally. What that seat was literally empty.
I'll tell you one thing. Santa's been shitting his guts out this week, and it's
why
not
didn't
been
you
pretty.
Come through the chimney, Santa?
I shat down there the other day. I didn't want to sit in it. So
yeah, the shitting thing was actually real.
Oh, that is true. How,
yes.
Santa, oh wait, no.
Santa.
Not Santa Harry. Has been
Santa's
pooing himself
all week.
Yeah,
but he's here today. You know why he's
Santa.
Here?
Why is
why
he here?
Here, Santa?
Santa is here because he has brought presents for the good kids on the Low IQ podcast.
Oh. Are we the good kids?
Are we good?
You'll find
I
out,
think you've
you'll
been bad.
Out,
why have I been bad?
No, well, let's we'll not get see, into we'll it.
See. No, I want to get into it.
Nah, well.
Oh, actually, no, I don't want to get into it.
Well, Santa actually messaged me and you last night saying that they were doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, that is mental. I didn't believe it. I still don't believe it.
They weren't grateful. I said, Santa said, I'll bring in some presents for you boys tomorrow. And they were like, no, you fucking won't. You never spend money. And I was like, hang on.
Santa that we know is the stingiest person in the whole world. So
oh, absolutely. Yes.
I cannot believe Santa last year, we did Secret Santa and he got me a used vape. When we had a budget of, what was it, 10, 15 quid, I got a used vape.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa got Jack a vape holder because he's got a severe addiction. So it goes around your neck.
Not anymore.
Really?
And it holds the vape here.
It's ridiculous.
And then gave me a used vape.
It wasn't used. It was a bad vape.
Oh, but sorry. It wasn't in a packet.
I took it out of the packet to put it in the holder.
No, because Santa made, he makes it.
Oh, yeah.
Santa would have made it.
I made that
he just
shit,
wouldn't have made the packet.
You're just knocking my
you
fucking
made the,
arts
you,
across.
Well, no, Santa doesn't make. He gets a little slave elf.
He delegates it. Yeah, you are a fucking horrible.
You are a twat, yeah.
They get sick pay.
You have slaves. You don't even pay them. You pay them in what? Candy and shit?
Blowjobs.
Oh.
Little elf blowjobs.
They're actually pretty tight.
You could fit like 12 in at once.
12 in what?
My mouth.
You're giving the blowjob. Sorry.
Santa's giving the elves blowjob.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And they make the toys.
Where's your missus at?
The missus get ploughed on tour, apparently.
Whilst you're away,
we're not talking about that this week.
Santa's a little cut.
That was the other week, last week.
Yeah.
Anyway, Santa has brought some presents.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. Here we go.
And we don't know what these are, by the way.
Cole and Jack genuinely don't know.
Oh, it comes in a Gymshark bag.
Don't mention the brands. There's no free promo on here. No free promo.
Where's the sack?
Santa's an athlete, baby.
Santa's trendy. He's wearing Air Forces.
Santa's got the Air Forces.
What watch you got on Santa? That's still quite
cool. It's a Hugo Boss watch made by the elves. Had to suck off 14 just, knobs for that one.
Why didn't you just make a Rolex?
Don't worry about it. Stop asking too many fucking questions.
Yeah, sorry.
Here we go.
That's not relevant.
So we got an urn.
Thanks, Santa.
We got his Nan's ashes.
Nan's not
good. Ashes.
Nan's not had a good Christmas. Don't worry about that. Santa's got the shits.
Sorry? So hold on. This is mental.
Santa's got the poo.
Right, so Santa has just pulled out of his bag an urn full of ashes and some baby wipes.
Are these for us?
No, they're for Santa.
What have you been doing with baby wipes and ashes?
I've been shitting myself, man. I told you, Santa's had a rough fucking week.
To clean your ass with them is brilliant.
Santa woke up at 3 a.m., 5 a.m., 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. to shit.
Tonight?
Last night? 2 days ago. Anyway, onto the presents. You know, they're wrapped.
Okay. Are they?
You know how people like that don't have wrapping paper wrap it in newspaper?
Yeah.
I didn't have newspaper.
Right.
Hold on. I bet it's a bin bag.
No.
Okay.
Let me guess. It's newspaper.
Toilet paper.
Oh my God. Santa has gone so downhill.
But first, let me go through my naughty and nice list.
Okay.
This is my naughty and nice list, obviously. Right. The Low IQ podcast. So it says here we're going to do Jack first.
Sick.
Jack, would you say you've been good this year?
I think I've been good, yeah.
Yeah, what's some good things you've done?
I bought a homeless guy a
Always
Fanta.
Says this. Always says this.
You have made
it changes every fucking time.
What?
When did you do that?
You were in the shop when I did it. No. Okay, right. So we were in London and this homeless guy was like, oh, I'm dying for a drink. And I was like, oh, go grab a Fanta.
Oh, that's when he wanted the cigarettes.
He went to the counter and said, I'll get this and two packs of cigarettes. And I went, no, you fucking won't.
He didn't say that, actually. He went,
that's naughty.
God.
You should have gotten the cigarettes.
No, yeah,
that's
because, true.
That's putting you down on the list,
naughty?
I'm afraid.
Because I'm helping both his lungs and the NHS.
Actually, yeah.
So I'm helping everyone more than...
More than Santa.
To be fair, that's quite good, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll put you on the good list then, yes. Jack. Very well done. I'm very proud of you. That means you get the good present.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a minute. What about me? Why is he getting
multiple good presents? Don't worry.
Why is it in a baggy?
It's in a baggy because Santa does hardcore drugs on the weekend. Santa enjoys a bit of ketamine. Santa can't undo the bag with these
just
fucking glasses.
Just pull it, mate.
This is a wank.
I'll pull you in a minute.
I can't believe it's in toilet roll.
So this is...
imagine getting shit. A present in toilet roll.
If Santa got pulled over on the way here, the bag would be a weird search from the
police. It does look like a bag of gear.
So how do you know what that looks like?
Here's your good present for the good boy, Jack Joseph.
Why is it wet, Harry?
Why is it wet?
I made it wet to stick down the toilet paper.
Oh, God, what is wrong with you?
Anyway, Santa tells me that you're addicted to two things.
Okay.
Nicotine and FIFA.
Oh, so it's a nicotine FIFA.
Go ahead and open it up, Jack Joseph.
Nicotine FIFA.
Sucker.
FIFA nicotine.
What? It's a pouch full of FIFA suckers.
Mike Pickle. No way.
Whoa.
Wow. Santa actually got something good.
Santa buys good presents. This is what I'm saying.
Thank you, Santa. That's very good.
And that actually works, by the way. Santa didn't skimp out.
Is this used this month?
No, the code's not been scratched.
That works. I tried it.
The code. Yeah. It definitely works on my account.
Thank you, Santa. I love this.
How good is that present, by the way?
That's great. That is really good, yeah. I'm very surprised.
Jack has a crippling FIFA addiction.
I have a very bad FIFA addiction.
How much have you spent on FIFA?
About 600 now.
600?
£600.
It was 300 the other fucking week.
Yeah, well, I spent more. Well, my girlfriend likes watching me open packs now, so.
Oh, you blame it on that?
No, it's date night.
Your date night is over date night. Packs.
Date night is, yeah, because she saw a video on TikTok of this guy packing Mbappe and the girlfriend was all excited, so.
So she wants to recreate that?
Yeah.
So right.
It's date night, it's good. Thank you, Santa.
Annabelle, your date nights suck.
What the hell?
Ho, ho, ho. Moving on to Cole Anderson James.
Yep.
It says here, Cole, you're on the naughty list.
Why the hell am I on the naughty list?
I think we all know why.
It says here you've nearly got this podcast cancelled on three separate occasions.
Yeah.
When are these occasions?
Well, we won't go into the occasions, but it says you've pissed off three very vocal groups.
Well, if I have been a naughty boy, which I disagree with, by the way, it's all opinions.
Subjective.
Subjective, exactly. Jack would be on my side, wouldn't
you,
Jack?
I don't know. I want to stay on Santa's good side.
Right, okay.
Jack's on the good list. He's got no opinion.
So if I am on your naughty list, then I apologize for the people that have been offended by me. Got it?
There we go.
Now fuck off.
Give me my present. You're getting the naughty present, Cole.
Fine.
But you actually get two presents.
Oh, there you go.
What? I want to be naughty. Oh, who can I offend?
Here's your naughty boy presents, Cole.
Thank
from
you
Santa.
So much.
Wow. The elves made them themselves.
Did they?
Aren't you meant to get charcoal and a whip? Oh, in Germany, have you ever heard of Krampus?
Crumpets.
Crumpets, or whatever it's called.
I love a crumpet.
So in Germany, if you're naughty, you get whipped.
Also wet, by the way.
Pack of cigarettes. Oh,
nice.
Pack of cigs.
I don't smoke.
Can I?
Okay.
So what? Well, that's weird. What a random gift.
You got a pack of cigs. You've been a naughty boy, so now you're going to get cancer and die.
Yeah. Yeah, you look after them, Jack. You can have them.
I'll give them to someone. I'll give them to the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the homeless guy. Yeah. There you go.
We were just talking about that.
A negative into a positive. Now I've got the second gift.
I think you probably guess what that one is.
Now it what the fuck?
So Cole, the car tells me you have a girlfriend. Is that correct?
It's correct. Oh, is it?
Everyone knows that now, yeah.
Oh, Bailey's.
Oh, she'll enjoy this one, I reckon. She'll really enjoy
Blue.
It. No, it might be.
Stella.
Stella.
Crystal's getting beaten up tonight.
Okay,
the Sigs and Stella.
Stella and a pack of fags.
Very good. Thanks, Santa. That's really...
Thank you,
Santa. You're
pretty kid-friendly.
Santa's going to get drunk now. Can I have that Stella?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'll give Santa.
Yeah.
I've always thought about this. Why does Santa...
He must get
wasted every Christmas because he has... What do you give him? Rum? Tequila?
Milk.
Tequila?
It?
You kill him.
No. You give him cookies and a bottle of... Tequila or some shit.
So, Santa, you've poured yourself a nice...
Beveragino.
Beer.
My nondescript, non-branded beer is now in the cup and Santa's getting fucked up.
You don't usually drink that. What do people usually... But what do you put out for your...
I thought...
For Santa.
I thought the whole thing is that you put out, like, tequila. Can we fact check this? Because...
That's some good shit.
I think milk is for the reindeers.
Milk... Mm. No, it's milk and cookies for Santa. You don't put out tequila.
No, you get him. Yeah, I used to put out like a flipping...
Like a bottle.
Yeah, a bottle.
Like your dad must have loved it.
My dad was always pissed. Morning.
Ugh, God. English families won't be good after this.
Glass of sherry.
Oh, right.
And a mince pie. Fucking...
Oh, yeah, mince pie.
Mince pie.
You know what my mum used to do?
What?
She not my mum. Someone else's mum. I don't know who.
What?
No, I've just heard this. they if it's snowing, they put boots on and go through the snow.
That's good.
And then they'll be like, good. Oh, look, guys, Santa's boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how it's so like ingrained for parents to just lie about that shit.
Yeah, they're it? Massive fucking
systematic lying.
When did you find out Santa wasn't real? How did that happen?
My brother told me.
How old were you?
I think I was about 7 or something.
17. The thing is, I didn't believe in him. When I was very young, my parents would sometimes put the Christmas presents on the end of my bed and I would like pretend to sleep. And then I'd like one night, I was well young. I was just like looking up and I just saw my dad in like his boxes just putting him on the end of my bed. And then I woke up and they're like, oh, has Santa been yet? Has he put stuff on your bed? And I was like, yeah.
Your dad's just bollock naked in my room.
But I didn't tell them till I was like 14 because I liked getting separate gifts every year. Because then at that point, you only get presents from your mum and dad. You don't get the additional Santa present.
Yeah, but surely... They just split the presents. They just buy them and then split them in half.
Nah, Santa got the extra shit.
Well,
and they were like, oh yeah, Santa's not real. I was like, nah, I don't believe you. We'll see.
I'm Hold sat on. Right here. Yeah, actually, what the fuck?
That's really fucking...
My bad.
What do you mean?
Also, we have today got given some presents from our producers.
From the producers the that we don't know.
Studios. The Fellas Studios have got us some presents. So I'm looking forward to this. I don't really know what we've got here.
Shout out Aiden.
Shout out Aiden.
Big up Aiden.
Shout out all the boys, Elliot.
Big up Christmas.
Big up the Christmas.
Big up producer Santa. Jack, producer Aiden, all the fellas.
All right.
Okay, so who wants to start?
I'd like Santa to have one.
Santa, first.
Santa to start?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
We've got three gifts each for those Spotify listeners.
Oh, yeah. We always forget about the Spotify listeners, by the way. We forget you can't see.
We forget you exist.
We don't really like you.
No, actually, we do.
Right. Actually, we like you more than the... Actually, no, we don't. We like you equally the same.
Oh, Santa's going to go for this one first.
Why's your beard? Your beard's slipping, Santa.
Your mum's slipping.
Ooh, actually, yeah.
Santa's a wank.
She does that.
She does.
Oh, here we go.
It's red.
Oh. We should have done clues on them.
Mm.
Oh, is that hair stuff? Oh, is that German hair oil thing?
What is it?
It is, isn't it?
It's Alpecin Double Effect Caffeine Shampoo against hair loss and dandruff.
Yes, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Santa
that's
really has good. Loads of hair. Look at this fucking flowing beard.
Show him your hairline.
We don't need to do that.
Under the hat.
Santa takes the hat off, he dies, I think.
Fair enough.
Well done, producers. You got Santa a perfect gift. Can I do
Jack,
one?
Jack, go on, yeah.
Okay, my one. I'm going to open this box.
Is it weighty?
No. It feels a bit light for my liking. Here we go.
Sam's going to use this. You know.
What is this? Oh.
Oh, nice.
Stress willy.
Oh, you can wank it off.
So I got it's a squishy willy for when you need to let it out. Wait, what? Does something come out the willy?
Oh, yeah.
But when you need to let it out.
Milk, put milk in it.
That's
good. Oh, no, when you need to let your stress out.
That's got
to
be blurred,
give it to Annabelle. Give that to Annabelle.
No, because it's bigger than... So it says, you can squash me, crush me, poke me, ooh, prod me, slap me, squeeze me. I want to squeeze the weenie.
Are we allowed?
Can I squish the willy?
Yeah, we're allowed.
You might have to blur
this. This has got
to
be blurred. Kwame, good luck with this.
What would you say about this size?
Right, you have to blur it.
That's so above average, that.
Let me feel. Can I feel?
It's girthy.
It's got no foreskin.
Oh, yeah.
It's got no foreskin.
No, it might just be
girthy.
Back.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Give Santa a touch of your cock.
Yeah, I suppose it is a little bit girthy, I suppose.
Well, for the size of it.
Give Santa your cock.
Santa wants your cock.
That isn't flaccid.
Yes, it is.
That's enlarged.
No, that's flaccid.
Is it?
I hope
Why
so.
Is it going up then?
It's quite realistic.
What?
Sorry, hey?
Yours feels like silicone.
Well, I got gloves on.
With one ball in the sack. It's tiny.
No,
the
there's
sack
two balls. There's a clear definition on the
there's
balls.
There's a definition on the balls there.
I'd say for a size, that's got to be what?
That's got to be like, 12 inches?
Yeah, but the thing is, if that's flaccid, it's like not... That's quite thick for a flaccid one. So let me get, right, can we please, Carl? Can we?
This see? Is going to get demonetized, mate. But all right,
it's all going to get cut. Anyway.
Can I see if you gag?
Just see if you can fit gag the whole it. Thing in.
Gag on that dick. He's taking the whole thing.
I'm going to choke on it. I'm going to choke on your dick. Right. Oh, thanks for the
thank
gift.
Thank you for the stress, Willie. What's next, Cole? You're next.
All right, here we go.
I have to get rid of this so Kwame doesn't have to blur the whole time.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's got my saliva in it. Okay.
You took that like a champ, though.
You've yeah, I've got a good gag reflex, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you'd be good at sucking cock, Cole.
What do we think this is? Oh, nice.
Oh.
Look. Oh. What is that? Oh, pleasure balls.
Pleasure balls.
Oh, you put them in a girl. Do you put them in a girl?
You can put them where you like, mate.
You put them on your ass.
We don't discriminate on the low.
Oh, so for the Spotify listeners, Cole's got some Love Honey pleasure balls. We aim to tease.
Now,
are these the things that you put in your bum and someone can remote control?
I think they are.
Oh, the remote control one.
I'm going to put them on my ass.
Put them in.
Oh, my God. Wait, did they?
Put them in.
These are
so funny.
Santa wants
I'm
to put
not putting balls up my ass.
Put the cock balls in
Jack,
your fucking
I'm not
ass.
Putting fucking vibrating balls on my ass.
And
I don't think they vibrate.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack. Sorry, mate.
The producer just walked in.
And some vibrating balls.
Vibrating balls in.
Oh, Cole, please.
Wow. They like...
How does it work?
Oh, wow. I think you just move around. It's got like some balls inside.
Wait, what? Does it have the remote control? No.
I don't think they've...
They just go in, do they?
And then obviously put how it out did with the plug.
There's two balls here and they got...
Are they rigid? They've
got little rat... They look like a rattlesnake.
Give it to Santa. To...
Are they rigid balls?
Yeah.
Oh, they're hard.
Yeah, they've got something inside them.
There's no way you can fit that whole thing.
Oh, it's like a rattlesnake.
Girls do. Santa, so who the fuck is Harry?
Who the fuck?
What the hell is Harry?
I hate that guy. Mate, it's quite a light box, I will say. I'm sensing a theme here with Santa's presence.
Okay. What is this?
This is... Mr. Jamie Stevens hair fibers applicator. The easiest way to apply Mr. hair fibers for ultimate accuracy and precision.
Harry,
brilliant.
This could actually help you out.
They are helping.
You've got
you.
Useful gifts
targeting fine and thinning hair.
Harry, I'm deadly serious.
Who's Harry?
Oh yeah, Santa. I'm deadly
sake.
Serious.
You're going grey. How I think does this, you're
can
losing?
Can we
it.
Just see your hair? Can I apply some?
Come on.
Let's see if your
Come
hair.
On, let's
grows.
See if it works.
This might take. It might have to mix it up and.
No,
shit.
You don't. You just blob it on.
Trust me.
It looks like a fucking sex toy. Look at that.
Oh.
What the hell is
what
that
is
thing?
That?
That's a sex toy, man.
All right, get your head out.
Quickly show... Let's get a close-up of Harry's Santa's hairline.
There's nothing in there.
Take your hat off and give us a fucking thing.
It's just fucking air in there, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You work on your hairline.
Oh, no. These are microfibers, so it makes you look like you have hair, right?
Oh, go on. Do it with my hand.
What do you mean?
What is happening? Oh, maybe you...
Oh, right. Right.
What's going on? Hang on, does it say?
Nothing in it. There's nothing in
Gently
it.
Gently remove the sieve lid from the Mr. Hair fibers.
Yeah.
Be careful not to pull too hard as fibers can spill out.
Oh, they are fibers. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Replace the lid of the fibers with the application spray nozzle and assure it's attached.
Where's this blade blah, blah, blah.
That's what you just took out.
Yeah.
Then put it back in there.
Why would I put it back in?
That's what it says.
That's me.
So you take it out to put it back in.
Then you got. You have to remove the sieve lid.
What does that mean? The sieve lid. What's a sieve lid?
Rocket science or shit.
The invalid.
Give me the sieve lid. You flint thrower.
You don't know the sieve lid.
I know about a sieve lid, mate. No, this don't work. Anyway.
I want to put this on Harry's head.
Open your next present and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll open your next present.
Okay,
Jack.
Can we actually... I really want you to put that in your bum, Carl.
No, I'm not putting these in my
don't
bum. Put it, just open your next
put
present.
Put it in your bum now.
It would be so funny.
It'll be really funny.
You don't
funny.
Have to be here. Just
You're the bum guy.
Yes, but it's going to be all shitty.
You're the bum guy.
It'll be
stop flinching
Harry,
for one.
Santa, please put the
if Santa puts them in, they're coming out with velocity. I'll tell you that.
Jack,
honestly, you can put them in a bad way.
Because you're the bum guy.
I don't want to be known as the bum guy. Yeah,
you're already known as a bum guy.
Can someone else be the bum guy?
No, because you always poo.
We both shit them out, whereas your ass is fine.
Oh, Cole, please. Just
Jack, it's not happening. Just open your present.
Content, put it in your bum.
But I've already sucked a dick. Now put it... Thank you.
Harry.
I've done one
Santa.
Thing.
Put him in your ass.
Santa, please.
No,
it'll
no.
Be so funny.
I've had the shits all week.
Yeah,
it won't be good.
But I think you should, Jack, just see what it will feel like, you know?
Give me that. Open your
present. Oh, come on.
All right. Well, we'll think about it. Jack,
they're getting restless. Come on.
Producer Jack wants
to put it in. Can you put it in your bum?
No.
Aid, do you want to put it in your bum? All right, here we go. Ah, now this is good. Dad jokes.
Ooh, this is
100 of the most cringy jokes. Oh, I see what you're getting at here. I see what he's getting at. He's calling me cringy. Yeah, well, let's read a couple.
Just
of
look
these.
At your TikToks, mate.
Oh.
Am I right, guys?
Okay.
He liked it.
Right, let's see if you can guess any of these. So my second present is a list of dad jokes.
Okay.
Shall I read them out?
Yeah, read them out. See
okay.
if I can get...
Oh, I've got a good one.
Sure.
Do a try not to laugh.
Try not to laugh. If you laugh, you have to put the butt plugs in.
Fine, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fine. Easy. Well, no, because you're out of this then.
No.
Go on in. Go. I won't laugh. I do not laugh at jokes, by the way.
Okay, ready?
Yeah,
hit me. Hit Santa.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Even if you smile.
Jack, I'm not going to...
Right,
no, it's got to be a laugh.
No, this is a deal. If you
come on, just
laugh,
read it.
Okay.
Fuck.
The fattest knight at King Arthur's round table was circumference.
He's smiling.
I'm laughing at your fucking... I'm not laughing, mate. I'm smiling at your fucking laugh. Go again. That's a good one, though.
He acquired his... He acquired his size from too much pie.
That was a giggle.
No, it wasn't.
Do another one.
Editor, please get that snicker on VAR.
I don't like the.
That sounds a bit.
The use of that word is.
Get that snicker on VAR.
Get that snicker on the camera.
Go on.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Next joke. Okay. So the rules to this game. If Santa or Cole smiles or laughs, they have to put in the butt beads.
Okay.
Oh,
to a joke you did.
Yeah, that was my joke.
No, it was. Carry on. Okay. Come on. Let's go.
Do not trust atoms. They make up everything.
Get the butt beat in.
I'm not getting the butt
beat in. Get that, the
no,
butt
no, because your laugh made me laugh.
No.
That's not funny.
Oh, put the butt
beads in. Put the butt beads in.
Do another one and else we'll see.
No, that was another one.
You genuinely think I'm going to go to the toilets and shove butt beads up my ass?
You don't have to go. Just do it behind the fireplace.
Right. Do another one. I want to hear more.
Choose butt beads or the stress willy.
I've done the stress witty joke. Just yes, can you read another joke, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I figured out the hair thing.
Okay.
Oh, what?
There's another bit that's sold separately that has the fibers
in. Oh, brilliant.
No.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
There's a whole other jar you got to buy, and this goes on top and spreads them.
Whoever this brand is, okay. Fuck you and no one buy them.
Mr. Jamie bits. Stevens.
What is that shit?
No, I'm sorry. Sponsor the pod and then we'll forgive you.
No, we won't.
No, we will.
You're ripping people off.
That is a scam.
That is absolute scammage.
We need to boycott this brand. What the hell? You buy something and they say you have to buy something. What is the point of that? Just sell it together.
That's like Apple with the headphones.
We love Apple though.
Although, yeah.
We love Apple. Sponsor the pod.
I ordered a chicken and egg from Amazon. I'll let you know. What?
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
I don't get
it. What came first, chicken or egg?
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
What... What is the least spoken language in the world? Sign language.
It's a good joke.
They're actually not bad jokes. They're actually quite good.
Did you know that's a popular... I don't know. I don't even get that.
Do one more.
I like telling dad jokes, even though I'm not a dad. I'm a faux pas.
What does that mean?
I'm a faux pas.
Doesn't faux pas mean like fake something?
Fake dad.
Oh, okay.
What did the duck say when it bought chapstick? Put it on my bill.
Or put it on my quack. Would it be good? Put it on my quack.
For like bumhole cream.
Yeah. Put it on my crack.
Speaking of bumholes,
quack.
Yeah, no, because the bill...
Yeah, I know what bill is, mate, but I'm saying put it on my crack. Quack.
Yeah, but it doesn't go with when you buy things.
Shut up. I'm going to open my next gift, everyone. We'll save some of them dad jokes for the next pod.
Yeah, we will. Yeah
we'll do good, it with the guests.
Oh, we could get our next guest to put in butt beads.
Yeah. You're obsessed with these butt beads, Jack.
Would we get cancelled if we force someone to put butt beads in? Nah,
you'd be right. Fine, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Viagra.
No.
Oh. Pop one. Put it in.
Do we should both pop a pill.
Oh my God. Who gets a boner first?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do
it at the same. How many is there? Two.
Who's two?
You two. Who gets the
two Viagras?
And I'll judge by touching.
Oh my God.
You got to see who comes last.
We're not going to be able to do these. We got to film after this.
Why don't we do it as a forfeit on the next pod?
Oh my God.
No, do it now and then just don't mention it if you get one for the next guest. I think that'll be funny.
Oh, we've got added caffeine.
Oh, there you go.
So it says, Mendurance original supplement for men is your wingman packed with ingredients just for a little need of extra oomph.
Nice. Yeah. Why don't we do that spin wheel thing on my phone and then it'll pick two people here.
Oh, that's mental.
Or one person does two and they get an extreme boner. No,
it says important, keep out of sight and reach of children.
Right.
Why is this? Have you stolen this?
It's got the security tag on it.
Right.
He robbed it. So it says take two capsules with water or a cold drink. Oh, do not two. Exceed two capsules in a 24-hour period.
You got to take two. Well, we could take one each.
Take one each. I want to see who gets a
bonus. No. You're in this as well.
Then you'll just get. No, Santa. I reckon Santa takes four Viagras right now.
How many is there?
It's two.
No, because he's got loose trousers on as well. You'll just
see it slowly pop up like that.
There's only two in there. I feel.
Oh, there's only two.
I don't know. Is there?
Someone's got to pop a Viagra, I reckon.
Yeah, look.
Okay, well, we'll think. Okay.
We'll figure it out.
How about one of us put the butt plug in, one of us takes the Viagra?
I'll take the Viagra.
we'll save the Viagra for a bit.
That was a good one.
He's pocketing that, by the way.
Last present.
Did you see him put it in his pocket? There, he's taking that one home.
Because we move on to the present.
Okay, right.
Santa, move on.
Santa's
go. I was like, stop talking about it.
It's mine.
It feels like a book. Okay. I can tell you that for free.
A book on how to get hair.
A book on hair loss, I imagine. Let's find out.
Surely not.
Santa's had a lot of hair loss.
If it's overdoing the joke.
It's okay to not be okay.
Does he think you're depressed because of your hair loss?
He thinks.
Everyone thinks you're depressed because of your hair loss.
Good advice and kind words for positive mental well-being.
Yeah.
Can I read it?
So I read
some out.
Try to avoid alcohol. I'm drinking a Stella.
The first page is open. It's not even like,
try to avoid alcohol. Try to avoid alcohol. I feel like alcohol makes you better. Unless you're an alcoholic.
Sorry, I do not agree with what Jack just said.
If you're an alcoholic listening, don't listen to that.
Do not pop Viagra.
Really?
It doesn't say that.
Do not put
Viagra. Imagine it did. It said everything we got there. Don't be worried about your hair loss.
Don't dress up as Santa.
Depression. It's good. Nice. You deserve better.
Oh, what are they saying about your girlfriend?
Yeah, I knew that.
Have you seen your girlfriend?
I saw her the other week, yeah.
How was she? Was she AIDS'd up?
Well, she had a mouthful.
Good.
Oh. No, I'm joking. No.
Oh.
No, not good. Film's the best. Love you, film. You're the best.
What did she come back with any cold sores?
imagine you contract chlamydia.
Ooh, what would you do?
I'd be a bit upset, I reckon.
Yeah, but do you know that she hasn't got chlamydia anyway before the relationship started?
Does she have chlamydia? Because she had to do a test to go on the birth control that she's on.
Did she have anything?
No.
Did you have to do a test before?
Which means that I also don't. I'm clean.
No. What? Yeah, but have you done a test?
Well, she did the test.
Yeah, but have you done a test as well?
Well, no, she did the test.
Yeah.
But it can take like a month to show up.
You could be riddled with chlamydia.
Well, no, because I've only been having sex with her.
Ooh, crazy. Course.
That's what I tell people anyway.
Yeah.
I bet you've had a few.
I've never had anything.
You've definitely had something.
I've never had anything.
You told me you had something.
No, I didn't. When?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah. You're a liar.
I've never said this because I haven't had anything. I've never had an STD ever.
Crystal's not going to watch this.
I've never had an STD.
It's okay, Carl. This is the same space.
Santa wants to know. I've only used a condom like twice as well, but I've never had an STD. Have you had an STD?
No. I'm on to my next present. These are very well wrapped, by the way.
Yeah, good.
They are well wrapped. Who the hell? Oh. A man didn't wrap these.
No, this is wrapped by a woman.
No sexism. No. Women are good at that, though.
What?
Is what Jack's saying.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Women...
Even people complain, don't they? Women are only good for wrapping presents. No, that's not what we're saying.
They never complain if you say something bad about a man because women seem to hate men.
That's true.
Fuck you.
We know... No, carry on.
I know. I was saying women are so very good at rapping. Like my mum and my everyone I know.
Just his mum, basically.
Like my dad doesn't rap. I don't rap.
I don't rap. Your Eminem raps.
You don't rap. Your wiener. Because you got chlamydia. So I got Dunkin' Dickies. So it's Willy's shaped shortbread biscuits.
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me something with these Willy's?
It's a lot of cock-related jokes on yours.
There is a lot of Willy's, but these look good. I love shortbread. It's one of my favorites.
Final present.
Final present. Okay, this has been a long segment. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So this is a book as well. I'm going to guess it's a Kama Sutra book.
Oh,
do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That's a sex one. It's a
sex
book.
Sex tits.
Oh, you need them.
Oh, this will be a good segment.
Okay.
Oh, pass the book quickly.
Let me have it.
No,
for
I want to see how it works.
I want to see how it works also, all right? Hold on 1 second.
See how it works?
You both need to see.
Well, let me read one.
Read one.
Okay.
On the negative side.
Wait. So this segment is called Giving You Tips on Sex Advice.
Yep. We wrote a book.
Written by Cole and Jack.
On the negative side, there is the wedding night during which the bride must pay the piper. So to speak, facing for the first time the terrible experience of sex. What is this happening now?
This isn't a tip.
Sorry.
Wait, let me see that.
The terrible experience of sex. And the piper, the piper is a man.
Wait, which the bride? Is that the man?
The bride is a woman.
The bride
and the groom.
It'd be a man in your case, mate. Go on.
By facing for the first time the terrible experience. What do you mean terrible experience?
They say taking a virginity on the marriage. No one does that, by the way, anymore.
Religious people.
Apart from religious people, which is brilliant.
Okay, I want to read one.
There we go.
Wait, is it? This is all about...
Redeemed.
Is this about how not to have... Like, don't have sex? Is that what it is?
Okay.
Oh, is it?
This is the most misogynistic, disgusting...
Yeah.
Go on then, read this.
We hate periods.
A good wife... I know this is going to get clipped and someone's going to be like, we didn't write this, by the way.
Andrew Tate wrote this. Go on.
A good wife should expect to have reduced sexual contacts to once a week by the end of the first year of marriage and to once a month by the end of the fifth year of magic.
Harry Potter's
gone.
Hermione
and Ron.
No, you can't.
So it's saying, well, that is shit for the guy as well. Once a month, it says.
Yeah, but why is it not a good husband?
Why are you targeting women? You are a pig, whoever wrote this.
A good wife should have sex with a man once
Ruth
a month.
Ruth Smyers.
That's what we're written by a woman.
Can I pop a Viagra?
You actually want it?
I
want
to give it a go.
Okay, guys, this segment is called Popping a Viagra.
Whack us the Viagra.
This is actually funny.
So we have some Viagra here and our Santa...
I'll let you know if I get a stonk on.
You got to pop two, by the way.
I'm not doing two.
Fuck.
But you have
fucking
to
fill up the whole room if
but
I pop
Harry,
two.
You're actually going to have to let it out.
What do you mean, let it out?
You just want to see dick today.
I'm not in front of me.
All right, okay. You're going to have to get it out.
We'll save the next one for the next pop.
I'll tell you if I get an erection during the podcast.
All right. We have a Viagra. We've never tried a Viagra before. It smells a bit weird.
Oh, it smells like
so
curry.
Santa is going to now...
Curry pill.
Curry pill.
Chicken tikka masala in here.
Santa's going to pop a pill.
Santa's going to pop a pill. Give it quick.
This is mental. Harry, I was speaking to someone whilst I was away because they've tried it.
Yeah.
And they said it's like a...
Yeah, yeah.
It really goes.
And you can't drop it.
I can't drop it.
Don't drop it, boy.
You can't loosen it.
All right, go on in, Harry.
I'm going to take it with a Stella. That's how the medicals do it. That's how the doctors say
what
shit.
What is this podcast? Santa's having a Viagra.
Santa's getting fucked up on a Stella and a fucking pill. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to get a train back with him.
He's not going to fuck you, mate. He's not going to turn into some predator.
Are you chewing it?
No, I'm just having a Stella.
How's it taste?
It had a weird taste on it. It had like a smoky taste.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
You've been eating steak.
I had a fag break.
Let's see if we can get Santa horny with
I'll
these.
I'll keep you updated on my bonus stories.
We'll come back to you in half an hour.
Come back to me.
Sex.
Wait, before you do that, can we have a look at the lead time for boners with Viagra?
I think it's half an hour.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's half an hour, guys.
So we know if Harry says I need to go to the toilet.
He's wanking one out.
What would you call it? Lead time, I suppose.
I do need a wee, to be fair, lead. But I'll save it.
Oh, you're not going to be able to wee soon.
Oh, I'm going to double spray it.
Like that. One's white and one's green.
What?
What
does that mean?
takes 30 to 40 minutes to start working.
Oh, so this pod is going to be over in about 20 minutes anyway. So
it can start within 12 minutes, but it's around 30 to 60 minutes.
We'll come back to 12
minutes.
But you
know it makes you feel those urges.
No, I don't think it does.
No, it just gives you a stunk.
Although it might, I don't know. Maybe you're right, Jack. Anyway, let's see if we can get...
see what happens at the end of the pod, boys.
She's just going to have a...
She's going to be sitting there with a fucking rod. Oh, yeah.
That's so awkward.
Let me get comfortable.
That's so awkward.
So yeah, update us on...
Sorry, just... Yeah, so update us. So Harry is going to update us on the situation downstairs.
I'll keep you updated.
And if he gets it, he's going to tell us how long it takes to go down.
Yeah.
But can we quickly check if one Viagra pill
Well, no, we'll find out, mate, won't we?
For the average man.
Why would they put it in one pill?
Because then we'll know if you have erectile dysfunction.
True.
I'm sure it will. Like, use your head. Do you know what I mean? It's half a dose.
What does that say?
Yeah, it says because Cecily's Google says.
How long does it last? How long does it say
right,
it's meant to
Jack,
last?
Let's just move on.
Can last for more than 4 hours.
Harry's going to have a bone.
If this happens, call 999 or visit A&E.
It's longer than 4 hours.
4 hours? But the thing is, all the blood in Harry's head's going to go down there and he's going to be fit.
He's going to faint.
He's just going to say,
with a big fucking cock.
Sat here with a boner.
So I want to read more of this book out because it is very strange. Okay. I don't get it, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a feminist book or not, but it's going against women, even though a woman wrote it. This one says, she should let him grope in the dark.
What?
There is always the hope that he will stumble and incur some slight injury, which she can use an excuse to deny him sexual access.
How does that mean?
I don't know if that's a tip. That sounds like...
Sounds a bit non-consensual.
I don't know. When he finds her, the wife should lie as still as possible. Bodily motion on her part could be interpreted as sexual excitement by the optimistic husband. This is fucked. Why do they not want to be loved by their husband, mate?
So wait. This was written. What do you call it?
Written
by a woman in 1894 and it's called The Secret to a Happy Marriage as Told by the Victorians.
Yeah. So the happy marriage is the woman pretending to be asleep so he can't fuck her, is what it's saying.
That's mental.
Read one more out.
If he attempts to kiss her on the lips, she should turn her head slightly so that the kiss falls harmlessly on her cheek instead.
This is a weird fucking book.
If he attempts to kiss her hand, she should make a fist.
Punch him in the face.
If he lifts her gown and attempts to kiss her anyplace else, she should quickly pull the gown back in place, spring from the bed and announce that nature calls her to the toilet.
What the... Is that a boner there? That looks like
That's a... Harry.
That looks like a...
Is that...
It might be.
Oh,
wait, can I?
Harry, oh my God, Harry's got a fucking bone.
Harry,
Harry, I'm just. What the hell? Put the fucking dick away.
Harry, is it?
Oh my, that worked quick. He ain't got an erectile dysfunction.
Harry, is that really?
Harry, why have you got a fucking stalk on now? There's still minutes left. You're premature.
Oh my God. Is it Harry?
I can't believe you're just staring. I just looked over to Harry staring at me with a fucking boner. It was the most disturbing thing. And it's still going. Put it away. Put it in your belt, mate. Put the boner away.
Oh. Why is it rising?
Oh God. What's it like?
Can I throw up?
Bunch of idiots.
Oh my God.
I genuinely thought it was.
Throw up. I'm gonna throw up.
I can't believe you got us at that.
Oh my God.
That is unbelievable.
Get rid of that.
Well done. Sorry, Harry just put the fake Willy in there.
Sorry, Paul. I mean, more editing for you, but that was
really
oh my
really
God.
Excited then.
Oh my God.
Jack's actually gone.
I really got Jack going. No boner yet.
No boner.
I'll keep you updated.
I was wondering why you weren't putting it away. This is audience assumptions, where you have sent in pictures of your face along with your hobbies, what you drive, your sexual fucking preferences and that.
Sexual preferences. Is that what you asked?
I can't remember what it is.
I think
it
was relationship status.
I think it was relationship status and something else. And we have to guess. So we're going to put your faces on the screen. We don't know. We can't see. I'm going to give my phone to
also, just an ad hoc disclaimer. We are no longer allowed to assume you do OnlyFans because apparently that's misogynistic.
Because some people said it's not a good job for women to have. Women said that, by the way. So that's misogynistic because I think it's a brilliant job for women to have.
Great job. Yeah. And you should respect it.
It would give him his boner that he needs.
But we're not allowed to apparently make fun of people anymore because the world's gone soft. So,
yeah, we used to rip into.
We still will.
Not okay. A woman. Don't rip into a girl.
We're not going to rip into him, but we'll have honest opinions still.
Okay. We'll just,
just keep it a little bit less. That's why, I know you really want us to rip into him, but people ruin it for you
people
guys.
People suck these days. They hate us doing anything. Yeah. Now having fun. They ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
Partly because of Instagram, but for future reference, send your pictures to this email here. We're going to put it on the screen. I know Spotify, you can't see it.
But we'll have it in the Spotify description.
Have it in the Spotify description. Because I don't know what it is right now. Yeah, so we're going to put it here. Also, some of you sent... I put up 4 questions. Some of you replied to 1. Do you know what I mean?
Basically, I'm just eating with my mouth open.
Don't worry about it. It's almost the end.
Tell them what to do. Tell them what the whole segment is. We haven't even explained.
Oh, yeah. No, I did explain. The segment is you send your pictures to this email, to that email... along with your hobbies, your relationship status.
Single, married, avoided.
They know what that means. your job and what you drive.
Yeah.
And then we are going to assume it from just a picture of you. And then we're going to reveal what you actually do and see how close we get. Yeah.
So if you send in your email, you do consent to us, like, you know, speaking about you and featuring you in a podcast. But so we know it's you. We can't use a picture from your Instagram. Send us a selfie with an L shape like this. Because then we know it's you and you're doing it for the Low IQ podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
So do a selfie and put your hand up like this in an L. Otherwise, we can't feature you.
The amount of people that won't do that or listen to that part. But you have to be...
It's your fault. Right?
Yeah, it's your fault. Love you lots.
And if you do it... And we rip into you and you start complaining. We don't care.
Don't cry about it. This is the contract, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. You apply for being roasted.
Yeah.
Potentially.
So if you don't want to be roasted, don't send it in.
Unless you're like really attractive.
What?
Joking. What do you mean? Why are you looking at me like that? Joking, guys.
Okay.
But obviously we're going to roast you less if you're like got no flaws and really attractive. This is the way of the mind, isn't it? If you would...
Stop talking. Right. Just end the podcast.
No. All right. I joke about that then. That's a joke then. All right, guys. We love you lots.
Thank you for watching.
Merry Christmas. We didn't say that once during the episode.
I hope you have gifts. I hope you spend time with your family. If you don't have family, I hope you get a family at some point.
Santa, bring him a family.
I'll bring him a family. I'll get him something.
Yeah.
A little something.
Comment what you are Santa for this year.
Yeah, and I'll get it to you.
When is this coming out, Santa?
The 21st.
Mm-hmm. This is coming out the 21st, guys.
Mm.
Which is today, obviously. Remember?
Which is right now. Which it's out right now. If you're listening to it, it's out now. So
we love you lots. Love you lots. Merry Christmas. Enjoy yourselves.
Mm.
Merry Christmas.
I'm currently in Dubai.
No, I'm in Italy.
No, you're and here. Harry, where are you?
I'm in the North Pole, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you in Italy?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know, just gone there.
So right now, when you're watching this, DM us, be like, how's Dubai? How's Italy?
Yeah.
How's the North Pole? And then we'll send a picture back and we'll be like, oh my God, that's sick. So do it now.
Because so,
you've got to send a picture
if you
of the
got
North
this far,
Pole.
If you got this far, comment Zoe is the GOAT.
Comment Zoe is the GOAT.
Oh, yeah, big up. She actually is the GOAT.
We could get her on the pod.
We should get Zoe. Zoe, comment... If you're watching this on Spotify, go to YouTube and comment on the YouTube saying, I'm Zoe.
But it has to, you don't say Zoe, I'm Zoe. You have to be the right Zoe. Mm. The Zoe.
The Zoe.
You have to be right Zoe. Because otherwise...
Not any random Zoe, like the Zoe.
The Zoe. We don't know your second name, so just hopefully it's you.
Mm.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas.